The Wall Street Journal reports Sprint, the telecom company, is about to acquire Nextel, in a merger that would create the nation's third-largest wireless company. The deal is valued at about $36 billion. This new combination would still have to be approved by regulators, but analysts say they don't expect that to be a problem. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The wireless telephone industry's recent trend toward consolidation continued today with a tentative merger between Sprint and Nextel. It follows closely the deal between Cingular and AT&T Wireless, which created the nation's largest wireless company. And now Sprint and Nextel are looking to keep pace.
A merger between Sprint and Nextel makes a ton of sense.
Scott Cleland is an independent telecommunications analyst with Precursor. He says the proposed deal solves some big problems for both companies.
They need to get bigger in order to be about the size of Cingular and Verizon. It benefits Nextel in the sense that they need spectrum and they need a better way to get to broadband. Sprint would give that to them. Sprint benefits in that they need more scale. So there are a lot of really strong reasons why these two companies should get together.
A merged company would have around 40 million subscribers, nearly as many as its two larger rivals, though it would also face some hurdles since Sprint and Nextel use slightly different technologies. But given the recent AT&T Cingular deal, analysts don't think the merger will be blocked by regulators. John Curran is editor of Telecommunications Report. He says wireless companies are looking to expand their networks as customers demand increasingly sophisticated services on their cell phones.
I think if you looked out 2 or 3 years, you would see a typical wireless phone that might get voice service now and have a few other features on it is probably going to morph into sort of a much more complex, much more useful appliance that people carry around.
By teaming up with Nextel, Sprint also hopes to broaden its market for business customers, many of whom are big fans of Nextel's push-to-talk walkie-talkie feature. But there are those who oppose the deal.
We feel that this merger would be devastating for consumers, and we very much hope that the Federal Communications Commission does not approve it.
Susanna Montezemolo is a spokesperson with Consumers Union. She says the Sprint-Nextel deal will leave just a few large companies in control of most of the nation's wireless phone market.
The big problem would be that 75% of the cell phones in the country would belong to the top three carriers if this went through. And that would mean that prices would go up for consumers, choices would be constrained, and all of those buckets of minutes and those great deals that we've become used to will just potentially disappear.
But several industry analysts dispute that, pointing to the fact that consolidation in the long-distance industry has led to lower prices for consumers. According to published reports, Sprint will exchange 1.3 shares of its stock for each Nextel share. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.